The devil always knew that the Lord Jesus was going to rise from the dead. He always knew. He always knew that he could not kill God. But the devil is not interested in the truth, you see. It doesn't matter. All he's interested in is that we, the humans, the children of God, believe that God is dead. And so he affected evil men to beat him to a pulp, beat him until he was no longer recognizable. They drained every ounce of blood from his body. They poisoned him with a crown of thorns. You know those thorny bushes in that area? If you pound it onto your head, the thorns penetrate your skull and secrete the poison, the sap that will infect your life. Then they nailed him to the cross and let him hang on the cross from 9 o'clock in the morning until 3 o'clock in the afternoon in the baking sun. They made sure that he died a slow, painful death. And they made sure that he died. They pierced his heart with a lens to make sure that he died. And then they put him in the tomb, a cave, and block the entrance with a 2-ton rock. And then they went and asked for Roman soldiers to guard the tomb. See, the Roman soldiers were not mercenaries. They were trained professional soldiers. They vowed to carry out their duty, and incomplete, they would die. They would not leave their post, because if they do, they will die. That's how the Roman soldiers worked. And so you see, they made sure that he died, and they made sure that he stayed dead. And it almost worked. For just a short moment, it almost worked. Because the only person that knew, that believed that Jesus was going to rise from the dead was the devil himself. Everyone else knew that he was dead. The disciples were hiding in the rooms, grieving their dreams being shattered, worrying about the future now that their master was dead, hiding in fear. They did not believe that he was going to rise. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to the tomb to do what? They expected a dead body. They brought oil in order to complete the ceremonial anointing of the body that they could not do due to the Sabbath. They had to hurriedly, you see, wrapped him up, cleaned him hurriedly, and wrapped him up because the Sabbath was coming. Could not work on the Sabbath. And now they came to the tomb expecting a dead body to anoint. They did not believe that Jesus was going to rise from the dead. Nobody did. Ah. except for the Blessed Virgin Mary. See, she's not going to the tomb, because she already knew that her son has risen from the dead. If you go to Jerusalem now on a pilgrimage, you get to visit that chapel that they built in that place where traditionally held that the Lord, the resurrected Lord, first appeared to his mother. So she did not come to the tomb because her son was already alive and she saw him. But the women, the disciples, all the people, no one expected Jesus to rise from the dead. The devil knew it. But all the devil wanted was for us, the children of God, to believe that he's dead. It doesn't matter that God cannot die. It doesn't matter, no one can kill God, as long as the children of God think that God is dead. That's the tactic of the devil you see throughout the ages. That's how it is today. Since the age of reason, they call themselves, right? The philosopher that would be the voice of modern philosophers, Nietzsche, declared, God is dead. Because humans are so smart now. We have science on our side. We have so much discovery. We can do so much on our own. There's no longer need for God. He declared, God is dead. And that's the anthem of the modern time. God is dead. My brothers and sisters, we are here this evening together with the whole church to declare that God is alive. You see, the one thing that the devil did not know, however, was that the living God is already in the human soul. So that no matter what kind of lies he tells us humans, we will continue to hunger and thirst and seek for the living God. It is in our nature, you see, because there's no other creatures that do what we do. There's no other creatures that go around and say to themselves, is there life after death? Does God exist? What is the meaning of my life? No other creatures do that. Even the smartest dolphins don't swim around and say, what's the meaning of life? My dog Zina is a poodle with Chihuahua eyes. And I would say to her now and then, I thank God for you. God is so good. God bless you. And you know, on and on. She would look at me with those Chihuahua eyes. And I know what she was thinking. All my religious talking to her, all she was thinking was, where's my treat? Because my brothers and sisters, only you and me, human beings, do this. Only you and me, human beings, do religion. You don't see the herd of animals gathering around and say, let's do religion. Let's worship God. Let's think of God. Let's praise God. Let's pray to God. None except us. Why? Because God has put it in our very nature, this truth that God is alive. And so as long as human beings exist, we will wonder. We will continue to wonder. We will continue to seek and hunger and thirst for the living God. Even though the devil will lie to us and help us and make us think that God is dead. It is the most noble things that we can do, my brothers and sisters. It is the most human thing that we can do is religion. Lately, I guess because of all the disasters around the world, war and natural disasters, in the media, social media and the news, they are using this word a lot, indomitable. The indomitable human spirit. And when they talk about this indomitable human spirit, they're talking about the idea of how we will survive no matter what. No matter what tribulations come, no matter what difficulties, no matter what challenges come our way, we, humanity, will survive. That's what they mean when they say the indomitable human spirit. That's not indomitable. You know what that is? I call that survival instinct. The animals have that. The dogs have that. The cows have that. The birds have that. Every animal has the survival instinct to live, to fight for life. That's not indomitable spirit of human. You know what indomitable human spirit really is? Because it is the only thing that human beings do that makes us human, that makes us different than the animals. Religion. Religion, my brothers and sisters. If we want to talk about the true indomitable human spirit, God is alive. And so it will always be in our breath, in our soul, in our being, even though we want to deny it, even though we want to run from it. It is in us because God is alive. And so, my brothers and sisters, no matter what the world does out there, no matter what happens, we will live this true indomitable spirit. And that is the one thing that makes us distinct from the animals. To believe in God, the living God. And so today, we witness together this indomitable spirit carrying out among us. There are 100 of our brothers and sisters in the church today who are approaching the church because they have searched, they have sought out, they have tasted this living God inside of them. It has been over 7 months that they've been working through 90-minute sessions of total of 3,750 hours of faith formation. They know more about the Catholic faith than we do now. 3,750 hours. There will be 28 elect being baptized tonight, 42 candidates for confirmation and First Communion, and 30 candidates for confirmation that were fallen away Catholics. Among the 100 brothers and sisters tonight, We have a couple that's been married for more than a decade, where her husband is a devout daily mass goer, and his wife has been accompanying him on Sunday for years. And finally tonight, she is going to be Catholic. We have among us the 17-year-old high school student who is here tonight without the support of her own family. You know how hard that is. But she's doing it, 17 years old. We have three complete families of five. We have 10 married couples or soon to be married couples. We have three mother-son combinations where the mothers decided to answer that thirst in their souls, and they bring their sons with them. This is what we're talking about, my brothers and sisters. That's the real indomitable spirit. No matter what goes on out there, no matter what the world says, we believe. And this belief is real. It comes from the depth of our soul. And today, we celebrate it. We celebrate it, my brothers and sisters, because God cannot die. He is alive. And if we say yes, He will give us life. Life with Him for eternity. And we start today. And that's what eternity is going to be. That's what heaven is going to be. Heaven is all creatures praising, worshiping the living God. And we practice that even now here on earth until we go there to heaven. I give thanks to God for all of you, elect, catechumens. I am proud of you. I know that God is so pleased with you, and you inspire us all. And tonight, let us together celebrate the living God, the indomitable human spirits, to believe from the depth of our soul until forever that God is alive.